So it's day two at the Excel at Takeaway and Restaurant Innovation Expo 2016, and I'm here with Brady. Hello, Brady.
Hello.
We were just talking about recycling, weren't we?
We were.
And we've just come across Adam James from Green Man Packaging Limited on his stand here at the show. Adam, hello.
Hello, how do you do?
Good, thank you. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yes, we make packaging and food catering disposables made from natural plant materials as opposed to plastic. And that means it's compostable after use and can be disposed of together with food waste after using them.
Fantastic. And how long have you been doing that for?
We've been in business about 7 years, and we started from scratch, just a small startup, and we've grown since then to have a customer base of a few thousand customers.
So in the last few years, people have really started to take their environment a lot more seriously than I think they once did. And I think also people are a bit more conscious about it. And it's obviously helped by things like the councils making you use three different bins. Whereas before, I'm a bit ashamed to say it really, but I didn't used to recycle as much as I should. Since they brought that little rule in, I'm really conscious of it. And I guess in the, especially in the takeaway industry and in the food industry, there's a lot of waste, especially with the street food and all of that. So have you found, as you've been going for the last 7 years, that you've just steadily increased, your business has steadily grown in size?
Yeah, what we've found is a gradual awareness that's been building up over the last sort of few years. When we initially opened the company, it was very much a niche market. It was a very new product in the market. First questions I used to get was, how much does it cost? Do I have to do it? And the answer was no, basically. We've now found that people are coming to us very much. There's a big trend for lots of healthy, fresh food. People still want the convenience of fast food, but they don't want, steering away from the traditional kebabs and things like that, and more going for healthy salads, fish, that sort of thing. Although people do love a good gourmet burger, don't get me wrong. But what we're finding is that it's really been driven from these artisan sort of cafes, and street food vendors, and also by a bigger, more aware of, awareness by the general public. As you just mentioned, the fact that we're having to segregate our waste now. When I was born years ago in the 70s, we were trying to persuade people not to chuck rubbish out of car windows and things. So now my little boy is 4 years old. He's getting used to the fact that there's three bins in the house, the compostable waste and food goes in one, recycling another. So it's becoming part of the culture. So yeah, I see it, a big sort of progress in that area.
And just growing and growing, I should imagine. How did you first get into it? Has your background always been within packaging, or where did it come from, the original idea?
Well, no, my background was actually in marketing. I knew nothing about compostable packaging when I first went into the business. I was looking for a business that was sustainable, that was future-proof, that wasn't just a one-off sale, and we could work with our customers and grow with them throughout the lifetime of their businesses. So, yeah, we really... And I love food. I'm a big foodie.
So. Me too. And you are as well, aren't you, Brady?
Yes, I am.
So, going forward, what's the plan? I mean, are you hoping to get into some big, huge chains, or where are you going now?
Well, we kind of pitch ourselves at the small to medium end of the market. We're getting a lot more involved in sort of outdoor street food events. We just actually did a big event last week in Belfast, which was Feed the 5,000 through the food network there. And that was a great event. We did actually feed 5,500 people. They all used compostable plates and cutlery. And afterwards, we had all the bins sponsored and that waste, all the food waste, all the packaging waste, knives, plates, forks, cups, was all taken to the local composting facility. And so we did actually make it Belfast's first zero waste to landfill event. So we're happy about that.
Absolutely brilliant. That's really something to be quite proud of. And I imagine that those kind of events should be happening more and more, as like you said at the beginning of the interview, people are much more aware of their environment, and my daughter as well with the food waste, the bin, and she says, which bin is it, mummy? And grey bin, green bin, black bin. The trouble is my kitchen is just full of bins now. Is yours?
Yeah.
So if people want to get in contact with you, Adam, what's the best way for them to approach you in the first instance?
they can email us or call us, have a look at the website, greenmanpackaging.com. You can go on there, you can find lots of good information and advice about how to become more sustainable with your business, and we'll be happy to send you out samples and get you involved.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming to see us. I'll leave you to go back to the stand. Have a brilliant rest of the day.
Thank you very much indeed.